RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I knew you were going to do that just to get a reaction, but you get no reaction. We're honored today to have the big fella.
Well, he should do that.
In no, he's doing it because for the first time since we've been doing picks, you actually won.
I mean,
and
look,
it won't happen again. It won't happen again.
Where do things congratulations. Thank you, Anthony. Where do things currently stand in the standings? Because you know how I feel
you're
about
in last
it.
Place. You just won last
much,
week.
Not now I'm in last place.
You're in last
You've been
place.
In last place.
You've been in last place. You're always in last place. But you won
Anybody
last week.
That listens to this weekly understands this fight that I've been fighting for the past, it may be 7-8 weeks at this point. Anthony Haney cheated, young. Like, I'm not letting it go. You don't turn in your picks on time. Your picks don't get validated. And I forgot, you know, when I'm not in here, the integrity of the program diminishes. So, I mean, it's just what it is. I'm done fighting that fight, though, I guess.
Where's the grace, bro? 3 minutes, bro? And I had flag football that morning, bro?
You think anybody cares about your amateur flag football career? You see what I'm saying?
It's
he has an excuse
sport.
For everything. He need to go line his ass opposite of Jonathan Jones.
It's
that's what he needs to do.
Olympic sport.
Clearly, I'm done with Mikey.
Yeah, Olympic sport.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe Anthony will be in the Olympics.
So what do you have to say about today with your team and their ability to win a game in the next 3 weeks?
I hope they can. I mean, I have maintained a belief, and you were on this before anybody, so I'll give you your credit.
You're going to do what?
I'll give you your credit.
You hear that?
Oh, my gosh.
Tag that.
I got you.
I'll give you your credit.
He's not stealing it.
We've been saying this, though. It's better to compete down the stretch so you can chop down this list of needs that you have. Somebody's got to show something in the next 4 weeks.
Agreed.
I think Sheehan put it this way this morning. I couldn't have said it any better.
He was on today. He was on about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, you had Sheehan on the – oh, wow. You guys had Sheehan – oh, this is a big show then. Well, I'm glad I made it. Glad I made the cut. Sheehan said we might as well be in preseason mode. Treat like the preseason. Just don't get outscored 108-39 or whatever it was. But treat the next 4 weeks like preseason. I got to see something. There's no way I spent a fifth-round pick on Kane Medrano, and I'm not going to play him one defensive snap the whole year. Like, yeah. My linebacking core is worth a damn.
It's kind of ridiculous.
No, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And then I hear people, the water carriers, will say, well, if they're not playing for a reason. You don't just play young guys for the sake of playing young guys. Yeah, you do.
You don't
realize what they have until you play them. What they do in practice – Wednesday through Friday is a joke.
You don't know what they'll do in a game. Now you got a game. Why don't you put them in?
Exactly. And the games don't matter.
What are they afraid of?
I don't know what
they're
afraid
lose?
Of. I mean, you're already.
Yeah.
If that's what you're afraid of, that's like being afraid. That's like not cutting your lights off in your house because you're afraid of the boogeyman.
Right.
You got to cut your lights off at some point. Your electric bill will be sky high. Yep. You have to play your young guys at some point. I don't know what they're trying to hide from. And I take your line. You picked them. You picked them. It's not like somebody put a gun to your head and said, well, to select this player.
You said, I'm going to assume it was you,
mm-hmm.
but it could have been heavy metal, Metal Chris. But you pointed out that this administration adopted the former administration scouts.
Yeah,
and I said, now wait a minute. Hold it.
Oh, I have the team, I have the data. I have the bios all right
this
here.
This epic failure operation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you inherit anybody else's garbage based on the track record that they had? And why didn't you have your own?
Were you not prepared to take the job?
I don't know. That kind of threw me. So whoever put that together.
No, that was me.
I thought it was master. I told Anthony today. I said, somebody with Linnell.
We did this on. I have it here in my notes. We did this on this show on November the 12th.
Oh, you looked it up?
We did. I have it right here. Thanks to our rundown that we have.
Yeah.
November the 12th, we brought this to the airwaves.
Well, that was awesome.
Peter Pierselli, the Southwest scout here, the head of the Southwest department.
I heard all that.
Been here for 9 years.
Yeah.
Paul Scansey's been here for 8 years. Roger Terry's been here for 11 years.
They've had two winning seasons out of the time that they've been here.
So what the hell are we doing?
Why are we grandfathering people in? And who did you produce? Who's the person hanging up in your office that you can say, that's he's here because of me? I thought that was very interesting, and I thought, man, whoever did that,
well,
Metal Chris or whomever, but.
You gave credit to Metal Chris.
I go.
He don't give a damn about.
I said that was.
If you think he cares about anything, I mean anything.
Really, really good journalistic work. So I'm wondering now, are we going to beat the Giants?
Oh, of course not.
Who are you picking this week?
I'm picking the Giants. What the hell would I pick us for? I have a pick system.
Every week you picked us.
I have a pick system that I'm trying to win. So I'm going to choose the team I genuinely think is going
to
win.
So you're
going
to try to go back to back. First time you've ever won.
No, I'm going to try to go back.
And now you're going back to
back. I'm going to try to go back to back.
But that ain't going to happen.
Well, if we go to our preseason picks, and you know who I chose to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, it looks like a damn good pick.
The Texans?
The Texans. They're my Super Bowl team.
I'm proud of you.
If you did that.
Yeah, I did.
That's a great
move. It's in wax on a rundown.
I don't believe it until I see it.
Anthony,
he'll cover for you.
Also picked Devontae Adams to be the offensive player of the year, and Anthony told me, act like I was smoking crack when I said it.
You still are.
He's having a crazy year, though, Ant.
He has the most touchdowns. That's it.
Yeah. You didn't see that coming. Nobody did. Everybody wrote off Devontae Adams like he wasn't going to be a good football
player. He's not even top five OPOY. Are you serious?
What are we holding on to? If I just want to get this clear.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The number one goal of a wide receiver is to catch touchdowns, right?
Okay. You also got to get yards.
No. Just answer the question. What's more important, yards or touchdowns, Ant?
Both.
What's more important?
Both of them.
Do yards determine W's and losses or do touchdowns?
No, touchdowns.
I would say touchdowns, right? If the guy I chose to win the award leads all wide receivers in touchdowns, I would say he's a top five guy.
I don't know who who gave you that tip, but that was strong.
He leads the NFL. Like, you can't discredit what he's.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba, it's over Devontae Adams, no question, dude. He leads.
Hold on, the league in catches, yards. When you're getting
second in touchdowns.
When you got Cooper Kupp opposite of you, whose ankles don't work and in and out of the lineup every week, he's doing this playing next to the best wide receiver in ball in Puka Nacua. That's my answer for the best wide receiver.
Okay.
So for him to still put up these numbers.
Trey McBride put up numbers last year and didn't score no touchdowns. Does that mean he sucks? No.
Well, I mean, the Cardinals
sucked. He's a dog.
The Cardinals sucked. The team sucked because he couldn't score touchdowns.
He's on a team that doesn't score a lot of points.
I rarely get him at a loss for words. He don't know what the hell to say. You should see him. Oh my goodness! Yeah. You should see the way he's picking this. I mean, because I came prepared.
Devontae is not top five. He's not top five.
He's not top five.
Christian McCaffrey, I'm putting over him. Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Does it matter that he's on the best team in the conference and maybe in the NFL? Does that? I'm just asking for a friend.
Okay. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what happens.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Are we going to playoffs, too? I don't think this stops. We're going to the playoffs. We can do it all.
And we can.
I will come back. Because this is a naked. Y'all won't divulge the actual standings.
What do you mean? We're our statistician.
Well, he's hiding it. He's embarrassed.
You want me to pull it up, Linnell?
How many games back am I of the leader?
Of Doc?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's only like seven games. Five games.
You know how many games that is? That's a lot.
way that I'm coming through picking games.
You got no shot.
Shoot. The way I'm coming through.
And you didn't believe the Eagles last night. And I've done this. Well, and I've lost three games with the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. That's a bad team to lose with. Because they win most of the time.
I cannot believe. And then New Orleans wins. And I
think everybody should have picked New Orleans. I don't know what we were thinking. Tampa's crushed. New Orleans got top 10 defense. And you know who's leading their top 10 defense? Nobody wants to talk about him. Mr. Extensions himself.
No way.
Yeah, Chase Young is having a year. Yeah, but it's hard because they only won two games. Chase Young's balling.
Yeah, well.
Ridgeway, Young, yeah, Ridgeway, both of them are balling.
They're all there.
Yeah. Somebody else we should have. But as far as our group goes, I just.
You're nine games back.
Are you kidding?
You're nine.
You don't think I can? If I make up three games a week,
Linnell. First of all, last week you did terrible. You finished 7-9. Yeah, you finished 7-9.
That's because I have.
And this week you went. Hold on, let me get it back up. 8-6.
Three game improvement. I mean, that's
two games.
What are we supposed to? We gotta give credit where credit's due.
You're nine games back.
Thank you.
You're still behind me.
I'm embarrassed as hell.
I'm nine games back of Doc. But how many games am I behind you?
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you're closing the gap, but guess what? You're still in last place.
Here's the thing.
Still in last place.
I'm going to adjust the toilet seat in the basement so you can reach it. Because you're going to the basement. I promise you.
Oh, that's excellent.
Ring Central's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Well,
you know, why don't we make somebody's day? Because you got the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, who is gracing us right now. Anthony, say hello to Linnell.
Oh, is this Anthony?
Anthony.
Oh, you know it is.
Oh, suck it. What's going on? What'd you say? Slow talking, Anthony. Anthony, smooth, man. Anthony, you know, honestly, I would recommend you to be the new host of The Quiet Storm. The Quiet Storm.
Hey, I can live with that.
Come on, man. I know you got some soul.
What's on your mind, Anthony?
What's going on, man?
So before I knew I was going to be talking to Linnell, Doc, I'm agreeing with my younger namesake. Let me ask you a question.
What are you agreeing with him
on? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cleveland Browns. Two teams that went 0-16.
Yep.
At any point during those seasons, what would a win have done for them? Not a damn thing.
Other than take them out of that category of being listed as a winless team.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's humiliating.
Exactly. But my point and Anthony's point is, I'm down with my team win, lose, or draw till the day I die. But it's different for a fan's perspective.
Oh, man. See,
you still in that player/fan role. Our season is over.
Who's gonna pick him
for me right now?
Who's gonna pick him?
But Anthony, this is the thing. If you play well down the stretch, but there are questions to be answered. I don't know who I'm bringing on defense. So if somebody can show me something.
I want them to be competitive. Whether they win or lose, I don't care.
But you that's prefer a loss. Point.
So you doing the Wizards?
Hey.
Yeah. We see how that's going.
Yeah.
Brian Keefe is stressed
no
the hell out.
No way you can convince me.
Brian Keefe can scratch the ball spot on the top of his head.
Doc, this is something you can relate to.
Okay.
Okay. Dexter Manley was a fifth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
He turned into a stud.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I got a better
Anthony,
one for you.
Anthony, world brand. Guess what? Guess what, Anthony? The first fifth-round pick that this regime has now works UPS. Dominic Hampton.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Dexter Manley turned into a stud. But, Doc, you've been saying all year long for somebody at that position, there's what, five, six of them in the whole league.
Right.
So, do you want to be at the top trying to find that player, or do you want to be at the bottom?
Oh, you got to be at the top, or you won't get him.
Well, No. I totally disagree.
Yeah.
Where was Max Crosby drafted?
Max is a high pick.
Yeah, but how many Max Crosbys are there in the league?
I'm not asking for a Max. Let me put it to you like this. Can I get a studio apartment before I get a mansion?
No.
We're homeless at defensive end.
No.
I need something at the position.
Yeah, but we're talking about being so bad you're getting the first pick.
But I don't.
We need
that comes with more problems, in my opinion.
Well, we need a game wrecker.
If he stops laying on a tanning bed all damn winter and goes out on some college campuses and scouts some people, maybe you can pick somebody at 15 or 16 or eight or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really concerned. Who's doing the picking?
Yeah, all he would do is lay on a tanning bed and do calf raises instead of negotiating with Terry McLaurin. That's what Adam Peters decided to do. Lay on a tanning bed and do calf raises.
The problem with that theory is the top is more likely to be loaded with that player than the bottom or the middle.
Micah Parsons was the 11th overall pick.
Yeah. It hasn't come out yet.
If you don't think something's going to come out about some of these dudes and somebody's going to – it happens every year. This is the nature of the beast. When you're getting
– Micah Parsons was number 11 because of other teams' needs.
No. Michael was showing up to meetings late. Michael was lunching in college. So all it takes is one of those situations to happen.
You're right.
And you luck into something. Like, you know, I don't think you're totally doomed if you pick 8th, 7th. I would rather do that and then answer some questions in-house than get the number one pick. And I'm looking at the entire defense like, well, who do I bring back? Right now, I need 11 new starters.
Linnell, you're missing the point. I want them to go out there and compete their ass off.
For sure.
And play like they got something to play for. Now, if it turns out that they lose and we somehow luck our way into the first pick, and then we trade back two or three picks, still get our player.
Yeah, I don't argue that. As long as we're playing hard, I don't want to.
Oh, enough of that. I'm so tired of this.
You got to play hard.
Playing hard.
And get results.
It's football. Do you realize you got to be a certified lunatic to play this game? If you don't play hard, you'll die out there. Playing hard is the bare minimum.
What do you suggest about these guys?
I'm surprised.
So you are two older gentlemen doing this participation trophy act.
I don't give a rat's ass if they play hard.
So they're not good.
They better play hard.
So they're not good enough.
I've been screaming it since September. They're not good enough.
Then let's dump the load and reload.
They gotta play.
But you got the same people,
Anthony. You're getting ready to hear me in about 20 minutes over on the fan.
Same.
And I'm leading with what you just said because I'm so tired of hearing that crap. Well, if they play hard and they lose. If you don't play football hard, I'm telling you, it's no hyperbole.
Same people. Your ass
will die out there.
Same people.
Don't play hard if you want to.
Same people running down on special teams. Same people in charge.
Who's trying to put his mother through a nursing home program and is really trying to split somebody's wig open.
So why is it going to be different? Don't play hard, you'll die.
I promise you.
Why is it going to be different?
Why is it going to be different?
It's not.
I'm telling you. I'm getting out ahead of it. And now I'm giving out all my dirty secrets here. We have so many holes on the roster that next year – They're a 7-8 win team going into next year. If they have their best offseason, they're that.
Okay.
Do you know what divisions you're playing next year?
Oh, yeah.
NFC West. That right there alone, you got two automatic losses, or three automatic losses, because you can't be San Fran, you can't be Seattle, and you can't be L.A., because guess what coaching tree they come from? The Shanahans.
Oh, yeah.
So we know when the Shanahan week comes up, DQ goes into the hole.
You say AFC West, you said enough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who the AFC team is. I know it's the NFC West.
NFC West.
And the AFC, it may be, I don't know. I think it's the South. I think we play the AFC South and the NFC West next year. I'm pretty sure. In Houston, you think we're going to beat Houston? Think we're going to beat Indianapolis? We can't even. I told you, I didn't want to do this. I got a 3.5 hour show that I'm about to do. And you're already getting me sweating.
Anyway, yes, you'll be.
You get me sweating already. Because I.
All right, Peter out in Wilmington, you get the final moments with Big L.
Hey, Doc and gentlemen, great show. Love the conversation. Listen, I don't think this team is as bad as the record. I really don't. You need five good players. You need five good players. That's it. One on offense, another offensive lineman, because you got good depth there. That's good. Then you need safety, you need a corner, you need a linebacker, and you need an edge rusher. Okay? And you can get that all kind of different ways. You know, we don't have to tank, even though I think we are sometimes.
Basically, what it sounded like you just said is you walk out the house with one sock on, one shoe, half a shirt, one jean leg down. They need everything. Well, you listed half of them.
Here's what I say. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Here's what I say. Last year, San Francisco was 4-12. This year, they're ahead of their division. Last year, Houston couldn't hit the side of a barn.
They still made the playoffs.
You can't predict. You cannot predict what's going to happen in this league. Man. You can only do what you can do. You play as hard as you can, and you try to win a couple games. If you don't, you got a good draft choice either way, and try to pick some better players.
That's all you
can do. We have 25 years of sucking so bad with the last owner. We have a chance. We have a quarterback. We have a good offensive line. We're halfway there. We went to the NFC Championship game. That wasn't a fluke. We earned that.
The boy hit the upright and it went off the goalpost and beat Tampa. We shouldn't have beat Tampa. Yeah we got to stop this.
So what?
We got to stop. We had a horseshoe up our ass.
You won six games in the last second.
Yeah. It's lucky.
Well, I know I thought calls you youngest in charge because you're not. You don't know. You're too young yet.
Appreciate you, Peter. Appreciate you, 623 in the nation's capital.
Could you imagine if they had to deal with this 5 days?
We would
blow the roof.
You and Anthony, man. You and Anthony, man. Y'all bickering, man. And there's so much to do. But you got 3 hours tonight, and I need to be entertained on my way home. So I'm counting on you really being engaged.
Well,
who's producing for you tonight?
It's a young buck. It's not Mr. Don't Care.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. Now I'm over.
Can we find an official nickname for that young man? You know what I'm talking about, Slip. You don't care about nothing. Oh my goodness, man!
But
it'll be good. Thursday when I'm back here. So here's my plan. My plan is to go to Ashburn tomorrow and be a part of the ruckus. See if I can get an interview. Bring something back for Thursday. Thursday there are some numbers from Steven Ruiz, and I'm sure everyone will be all over it before Thursday when I get back in here. But yeah, I think we found our quarterback. I continue to hint that and say he got some things to prove. You don't just get handed the job and the keys to the franchise off of one good season.
You can't afford to waste draft pick.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, you got to be under. That's why you got to be under competition. Okay. Well, we were, Anthony, can we both agree this was okay?
This was good.
Yeah, he was under good behavior today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, this was good. This is a real Linnell Willingham.
Well.
All right. Well, everybody, you know, 106.7. The Fan, at the conclusion of the show. Say goodbye.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.